Now, in Libya, the new UN-backed government has an enormous task to establish control over the country that's been so badly divided between two warring governments, one in the east and the other in the west. And today, EU foreign and defence ministers are meeting in Luxembourg to focus on what help it can provide for Libya and the other major problem that Lawrence just mentioned, the migrant crisis. Ola Guerin reports.
We've just arrived at the headquarters of the Coast Guard in Misrata, and there are some men in front of me now trying to make repairs to one of the boats. It's a Zodiac inflatable, a fast boat that they use to pursue smugglers along the coastline. They're trying to get it back in working order. I'm just making my way now to the water's edge with Colonel Reda Aissa. He's been working with the Coast Guard here for 17 years and he's head of operations in Misrata.
We need a lot of help because the boats, more of them are not working. We need spare parts. We need more than 10 boats, 30 meters. We need helicopters. We need a rubber boat. We need equipment, many things. But for now, we have nothing. We have only promise. It's impossible. We cannot work with nothing.
We've left the shores of Misrata. We're now moving east. The waters are pretty choppy today, but there is a clear blue sky overhead. Coast Guard officials tell us they do come across large groups of migrants in the water here at times, including women and children, crying out desperately for help. Ayub Abdel Wahab, one of the officers on board, is burdened by the memories of what he has seen.
Sometimes we rescue people from the sea and we cannot find enough space for them. Like maybe 100 persons and you can't put 100 persons around this boat. So it's quite a hard job. A lot of times like there is many people die in the sea.
I'm from Guinea.
Nigeria.
Cote d'Ivoire.
Niger.
At a detention centre in Tripoli, we met some of the latest to be rescued on the perilous voyage to Italy.
And which country are you from?
Sudan.
Sudan. And you, sir?
Mali.
Mali.
There were more than 100 men who set out from Libya on an overcrowded boat with dreams of a new life.
I'm going to Europe to be better, to be someone tomorrow, but I don't think it's possible. I tried my luck, so I lost my luck.
We was trying to travel to go in Europe, but we was having problem in our boat. So that's why we are returning back to Libya.
Nduka Ogbonna from Nigeria was standing in the corner looking somber. He was trying to get to Europe to provide for his younger brothers and sisters back home.
If not for God, we could have been dead. I lost my parents, that's why my mom and dad, I'm the only one. So whatever they want to do with us, let them do. I don't know, me, I'm tired of life. I'm tired.
While the migrants are taking big risks, the smugglers are making big profits. Libyan police showed us bundles of cash they recovered recently. They say people traffickers can earn over $500,000 with a single voyage.
Only me, I swim for 24 hours on top of sea. Nobody except me and God.
That's Usman Ali, a boxer from Nigeria. He was detained in December after a ship went down with a loss of more than 100 lives. Police say he's a smuggler. He says he was just a passenger.
Why do you think that they are blaming you? Why do they say you're a smuggler if you're so innocent?
Because why? They are surprised only me one survive. Only me one survive in the boat. It's not by my power, it's by God Almighty. They can blame me for what I didn't know, but God knows the truth. It's only God can deliver me out of it.
For some, the search for a new life has come to an end in a windswept corner of Misrata. They are buried here in the desert sands, within sight of the Mediterranean, which beckons so many.
And as migrant season begins, rows of fresh graves are waiting for those who could soon be claimed by the waves.
That was Orla Guerin reporting from the Libyan port of Misrata.